He wants total control. That's it. That sums it up. I'm going to give you plenty more, but that's the point of this. Donald Trump wants to control every single aspect in the United States of America. And nothing is slowing him down so far. I mean, he loses in court, and then he doesn't follow the policies about half the time. That's documented. You can look it up. I am reacting to the fact that this man now, it would be about 4.5 years late, is calling out the National Guard. The guy who sat there on his giant backside and watched the Capitol get overrun and did nothing but love it. Hour after hour after hour, and then lie about it. Now was calling up the National Guard in D.C. Crime, obviously, in D.C. has been a major problem for much of the last 60 years. That is irrefutable. You know what else is irrefutable? Because, again, numbers that are documented, if it doesn't fit him, and no, I will not say the word narrative. If it doesn't fit him, he says they're fake numbers. And he said that today. The actual documented numbers, crime, violent crime. Let's just go there in D.C. Violent crime last year was down 26%. Violent crime in America, down 4%. Still should be better. It's not as safe as it should be. Downtown Minneapolis, not as safe as it should be. But so many of the people who will say it's a hellscape, it's awful, you can't go from corner to corner. Number one, never come down here. I come down here all the time. Somehow, some way, I'm not shot. Again, more of downtown Minneapolis should be safer. No doubt about it. But it's pretty rich if you're living in Lakeville and never came down here before, and now you say, oh, there's crime everywhere. No, there's not. No, there's not. There are plenty of areas of downtown Minneapolis which are flourishing, and there are plenty of areas of downtown Minneapolis where they desperately need more police. For some reason, I think we should have more police and support the police in some ways when it suits broadly, in other cases individually, whereas Donald Trump supports the police when it supports his position. Because he sat there when some thugs and some disgusting individuals who broke into the Capitol and harmed and wanted to kill police officers. That's not everyone. Not everyone who walked from the Capitol or walked from the Trump speech. Not everyone there was intent on violence. They weren't. They made mistakes. They should not have went inside. They should not have. But there are others who were threatening to hang Mike Pence, kill Nancy Pelosi, and hundreds were involved in harming police officers, and he didn't do anything hour after hour after hour, and now he's going to step up when the data is going the right way. This is just, I was going to say the start. It's not the start. It's a continuation. Get back to me when he goes to a Republican city, too. Because guess what? When you go to Republican states or cities run by Republicans, you're just assuming there's no crime? Because that's a lie. That is just a flat-out lie. So mobilizing 800 National Guard members, put D.C. police under federal control, have the AG run the DC police, FBI agents to patrol the city? This is what we want in 2025 when violent crime in the city is down 26%? But when the Capitol was attacked, perpetuated by his lies, he lost. He won in 16, he won in 24, and God knows he might win in 28. But he got beat by Joe Biden in 2020, and even though all sorts of people came to him and told him, he wouldn't accept it. And by the way, if you're going to try this Pelosi charade, just look up his own Secretary of Defense at the time who said, never did Donald Trump issue a plea for the National Guard, a formal order for the National Guard. This idea that the president couldn't have the National Guard out there. Remember, you heard that? Oh, it's up to the Speaker of the House. Well, then what the bleep just happened today? How about the video? And by the way, if you think my politics align with Nancy Pelosi, you're delusional. You're just wrong. Just because you criticize Donald Trump doesn't make you far left, because I want zero part politically to do with the far left in this country. You've seen all the video and audio where Schumer, McConnell, other Republicans are begging for the guard. We've seen the documented texts where his own kids are begging Trump to tell them, call off your dogs, get more law enforcement there. And he didn't do it for hour after hour after hour. It's so convenient where somebody will text me, oh, look at 226, he did this. What about the other hours? And so now this is what we're going to do. And he's not going to stop. He is not going to stop. And he clearly has greater control in D.C. than he does other cities. But when he's sitting there and he's citing New York, Chicago, L.A., Baltimore, he's going there. He's going there. By the way, when law enforcement supports him, he's Mr. Back the Blue. When law enforcement is not behind him, he targets them and fires them. Individuals of the FBI, if they don't have the purity test for Trump, they're out. DOJ. By the way, some of these folks are just doing their job. They're just doing, okay, here's the case. It involves the former president investigated. That doesn't make you automatically some crazed lefty. There probably are some crazed lefty, just like there's some crazed righties. But more often than not, these people are just doing their job. And so, yes, he's reacting to some legitimate, dangerous situations. To say our cities are as safe as they should be is just a lie. But we want the Attorney General of the United States of America, who has no independence from the president in any way, to be running D.C.? You want our National Guard out all over this country? How about this concept? Let's pass a bill called the Big Beautiful Bill and put an overwhelming amount of money in to train and hire more quality police officers. And then what's going to happen is the overwhelming majority of those police officers are going to be very good. Some amazing. And then a certain percentage will be lousy, like every job has people who aren't very good at what they do. And you'll have a way to get rid of those folks, to fire those folks. This is when quality, high quality people join the National Guard. Might be your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, a friend. This is what you want them doing, policing the United States of America? There's an enormous difference between locally trained law enforcement, Golden Valley PD, Nevis PD, Hibbing PD, versus the Minnesota National Guard. And there are times, Tim Walz, let's get to there, late. Oh, I pointed that out over and over again and have pointed it out endlessly since then. Jacob Fry, overwhelmed. The police weren't ready for it. Trump, of course, making it up, you know, saying that he told Walz what to do and Walz was turning him down. Walz was late to it. But the idea conceptually of, well, you got to give a little training to the National Guard. Let's not forget when they went to Southern California, they had nowhere for them to sleep. They had no idea what they were going to do. And I got it. There are plenty of people listening right now thinking, you're 100% wrong. What we need is law and order. I am telling you, I'm backing the blue in almost every case outside of the rare, awful cases, and they happen rarely. But he wants, as the head of the federal government, to run it. In court today, the administration is battling Gavin Newsom on the military deployment of 5,000 troops that were sent to L.A. during ICE raids. We also have, how about this one? The Trump is asking the Supreme Court to allow officers to arrest undocumented immigrants in Southern California because of, here's the criteria. This is the United States of America. In a ruling August 1st, the Ninth Circuit Court panel said federal officers have been seizing people from the streets and workplaces based on four factors. I assume some legal criminal work, right, Dave? It's got to be, I'm arresting you, Dave Harrigan, because there's probable cause or you've not shown up for a hearing or you're wanted for something.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the four factors. Their apparent race or ethnic background, the language they spoke or accent in their voice, the presence in a location such as a car wash or agricultural site, and the type of work they were doing.
America.
That is happening in our country. My last girlfriend was a Latina, not born in this country. Guess what? She could qualify for some of these. Is okay, just pull her over by with the ICE agents wearing masks?
God forbid she wants a car wash.
Yeah. She took Quentin to tons of car washes. If she was right there speaking Spanish, which she does eloquently, might have arrested her right there. How about probable cause? How about we have something about this? So I am not saying what's happening in our cities across the country is good enough. But when you have one making this type of progress, second lowest violent crime numbers in 60 years. But I'm the sheriff, and I'm going to show you again what I can do. And get ready, because it's going to happen more places. Agree, disagree, nuance, vociferously, passionately. Let's go. Send your text. 651-461-9226. What do you want to say, sir, about this? Lots of texts coming in on Trump federalizing D.C.
Yeah, I get to the text. They're all going to say it better than me, but it's lunacy. It's not the America that I want to live in. Not the America it seems that you want to live in. And I think it's not the America that probably most of MAGA wants to live in.
Okay, so if I'll just play the devil's advocate to that, because I agree with you. For the folks who say, hey, the crime's just too bad, and the left-leaning mayors have been too soft in their approach, and they've had decade after decade after decade, and now we got someone who really believes in law enforcement, and he's going to step in, and all of a sudden you're going to be able to, if you're in D.C., you travel out there with your family, and you'll feel safe from going to monument to monument, to museum to that line of thinking, Dave says what?
We know what kind of law enforcement he believes in. The law enforcement that makes him look good.
Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Without it. And then if people are involved in law enforcement who somehow are tasked with an assignment which involves investigating him,
they're the worst.
They're evil. They're despicable.
Mm-hmm. Fire them all. Scum.
Yeah, exactly. Crime is down because no one's going to the downtowns. It's specific data from last year. Okay, so, I mean, it's so ridiculous. That's not correct. It didn't all just change from 24 to 23. So in other words, from 23 it was bustling, and then 24 was empty. Sure. Not true. Among the techs, he's a king. He's a dictator. I hope his term ends early. I still believe he's running in 28. I really do. Controlling is another way for taking away freedom. He's doing it a little at a time. What other dictator did the same thing? I'm not going there with Adolf Hitler. I'm never going there with Adolf Hitler. Okay? Adolf Hitler murdered 6 million people. Give me other authoritarians. Give me other leaders who went way too far and didn't care about norms and laws, and I'm probably with you. Donald Trump is not and will never be Adolf Hitler, in my opinion. Can't you give him any credit for at least speaking and doing something about homelessness, addiction, and crime? He's talking about crime, and then he's talking about just rounding up people for homelessness and taking them away. Okay, we do have a significant homelessness issue in our country at many levels, including, by the way, if you live somewhere and an encampment is there and it makes your life very difficult. And you don't have to just say, well, I just have to accept that. We have a significant mental health issue. We have an addiction issue. And we have those who are homeless who are criminals. So if he wants to look at it globally and collectively and is going to, because he has every Republican in the palm of his hands, funnel a great deal of money throughout our country to deal with homelessness outside of just let's round him up and get him away from his eyesight, I'm willing to listen. He's not the first person to address it, but he just feels like everybody's at his whim. There's no separation of powers with Donald Trump. They're all working for him, he believes. I think it's more text coming in, a lot of text coming in. I think it started turning D.C. into a military fortress, which he thinks will not be able to be removed. Yeah, he's going to run. This well-planned move to put down protests in D.C., that's what it's really about. That's part of it. It's also part, the economic numbers are not good. Distracts from that. Epstein, I'm getting a lot of texts. Well, it's distracting from Epstein. I saw something the other day from Harry Enten. Like the Epstein searches are down like 90%. I don't think a lot of people are talking Epstein anymore.
No, it's right? Fizzled.
You know, there's came out today, a judge said the grand jury testimony of Ghislaine Maxwell cannot be released. Yeah. Do I think that all was going to be released? The only thing we're sanitized is the victims, which they should have sanitized. Yeah, somehow I don't think Donald Trump's name would have been a part of it. And by the way, is he the only famous person who was tied to Epstein? Hell no. Bill Clinton, I'm sure, is all over that. And Bill Clinton's morality? It'd be a good idea. I don't agree with anything Trump is doing, but I'm more upset with Congress. They're spineless. Because of liberal-run crime, city's crime has gotten so out of control that it's needed to bring the National Guard to get things back to an acceptable level. Well, then how do you explain that it's down 26% from last year and it's the second lowest rate in 60 years? And that we're rounding up people who have brown skin because where they work and what they look like and because they speak Spanish. Probable cause should matter. Overrated next.